quality, sales growth, speed increase. And oftentimes, these needs, these results occur much better if instead of adding projects, we simplify.
Stefan, how do I develop my leadership team? From strong functional experts and managers to strong cross-functional leaders who take responsibility and accountability beyond process and beyond their own function. This question, or a very close version of it, is the most frequent request that my company received over the last 6 months in the context of strategy, leadership and change. Teams seem to matter a lot, particularly right now in times of change. We have never run more good to great team effectiveness programs in parallel than right now. But why do so many CEOs, C-levels and team leaders choose to invest into strengthening their leadership teams right now? When I think about it, probably the need to change, the pace of change, and the opportunity to change successfully have never been as big as just now. And one common theme across successful teams is successful teams change. And when I think about the world right now, when I think about all the change that happens in the world, with customers, with technology, with markets, with competitors, maybe that's the reason why so many CEOs and C-level leaders invest into strengthening their teams right now. Now, when I think about my experience in teams, and I'm a maniac on teams, I really love working for teams, in teams, with teams, because I'm just a big believer that they are one of the biggest levers for success and fun. When I think about them, there is six factors that in my experience distinguish silo groups that do nice and okay work from a functional perspective but alone from great teams that really make 1 + 1 = 10. And these factors to me are trust, the use of conflict, commitment, accountability, results focus, and hunger. Hunger to win. And I think there are a couple of red threads that go right across those six factors that make teams successful teams. And one of these red threads, in my experience, one of the red threads through all of those factors is alignment. And my favorite concept for alignment is the line of one. Now, on this topic, yesterday I saw an impressive example of how an aligned team won a tough game by singing the same song of success. I watched a rugby game. I saw a match of the under 16 team of the Zug Rugby Club in central Switzerland. My son Tom is a player on this team. And although yesterday the team missed 5 players, including Tom, in a game against a strong opposition, the team won clearly, well deserved, and in an impressive manner. And while watching this game, and right at the end of the game, I just went like, wow, isn't there maybe something in this game and in the way the team played this game for you, the Lightwolf community, to consider and reflect upon for the business world? The lessons I learned from this match about how to align a team for success might be interesting for you if you are a member of a team, if you are a leader in sports or in business. I felt so inspired by the team's behavior that I spontaneously decided to interview the head coach, Paul Beresford. In business, Paul is a senior vice president and general manager international of Blueprint Medicines. A big personal passion of Paul's is rugby. And I'm glad that he is the head coach of our club's U16. Now, here are Paul's impactful lessons, some of which might potentially travel to you and to your team under the headline of today's Lightwolf podcast. Sing the same song of success. How to align your team.
And now the Lightwolf howls.
So dear Lightwolf community, I've just come from a terrific rugby game that has taught me deep, deep lessons on how to align a team. And it's my privilege and my pleasure to introduce to you Paul Beresford, the coach of this wonderful team. And I just ask one question, Paul. What do you think, what was the secret? Why has our team won today?
We have a, thanks Stefan, we have a team of different experiences, different schools, different experiences at rugby. They've all started at different times. And so one of the things we've really tried to work on is having a simple game plan and having some core skills that we repeat time and time again. So the lads all know how to do certain parts of the game, execute certain things on the pitch, and we just keep repeating that over and over again. So I think simple structure is one thing, and I think the second thing is just keep it positive. So they're young, they're keen to learn, they make mistakes, but always be positive, always focus on the positives and be constructive on the negatives. So if they're doing something wrong, then encouragement and positive reinforcement or positive critique of the things that they could do better. I think that's, for us, something as a team of coaches that we work on all the time. So we're low on the criticism, we're high on the positive energy and high on the construction and the constructive support we give them to reinforce the good things whenever we can. And just celebrate success as well. You know, some players play better than others and it can change from game to game. But whatever happens, just celebrate the successes. I think that's really important.
Awesome. Paul, thank you so much for sharing these deep, relevant, and very insightful lessons with all those probably 10,000 leaders on this call listening today. It's my privilege and my pleasure that you are on the Lightwolf podcast now, and I'm proud to support and watch. Thank you very much, Paul.
Thanks, Stefan.
Now, having listened to Paul's thoughts, having listened to this brief interview, I think there are a couple of things. I'd be curious to understand what you have taken out of this, what matters to you in terms of the many powerful thoughts Paul shared in just those 2 minutes. Yeah, here are the four most powerful things I have taken from what I heard Paul say. Number one, simple game plan. I think one of the issues that many companies are dealing with today is complexity. And if anything, complexity and uncertainty have even gone up since COVID-19 started to be part of our everyday life. Complexity. And one of the key things to do against this, for you as a member of a team, for you as a team leader, for you as a CEO, is to simplify. To simplify strategy, to simplify processes, to simplify planning and cooperation, collaboration, a simple game plan. And in fact, thinking about the probably 85 different companies that we accompanied in strategy or leadership or change over the course of the last 10 years, my team and I have often observed the exact opposite. Particularly under pressure, when we need more sales, when we need lower costs, some people tend to just add, because there is a human bias to add rather than reduce, to put projects on top rather than to simplify the number of projects we have. But in fact, what a business needs is quality, sales growth, speed increase, and oftentimes these needs, these results, occur much better and much easier if instead of adding and adding and adding projects, we simplify, just like Paul said. So my lesson number one from Paul Beresford on Teams is simple game plan. So, is your game plan for your business simple enough? Lesson number two, I heard Paul articulate. Repeat core skills. One of the key lessons I learned is that it's important to understand, identify, and then practice and repeat over and over again the few core skills. And just like on the rugby pitch, there are some core skills that players need to master. There are some core skills that you in your business need to master as well, and that your people need to master as well. Yeah. So what are these skills? So what are these few things that matter the most for your success, for your company strategy, for your execution? As soon as you know what these few things are that matter the most, I think it's crucial that you focus your organization on these few things that matter, and then you develop those skills on the job, by good coaching, and by great tailor-made training programs, so that your people can learn those core skills, practice those core skills, and then repeat them day in, day out, until they become automatisms. So I think the lesson two for me is repeat core skills. Lesson three has to do with the feedback, the power of feedback. And it's often articulated, everyone gets it, but I think it is so incredibly important to do it well, to do it consistently well, even under pressure. So my lesson three from Paul is focus on the positives, be constructive on mistakes. I think it's important that teams win with their strengths. And I think it's important also to focus on strengths. Not ignoring mistakes. We all do make mistakes. You make mistakes, I do, your team does, it's normal, we are humans. But I think what Paul articulates and what I've seen happening on the pitch so much that his players even start supporting each other. They start supporting and praising each other. They also start offering constructive support, constructive criticism on the pitch, helping each other to improve and learning from a mistake rather than bitching and moaning, which sometimes the opposition does. Yeah, so it's important to be clear on the positives, to strengthen the positives, to build the confidence, and to be constructive on mistakes. When they happen, learn from them quickly and make a proposal on how to improve next time. So lesson three, focus on the positives, be constructive on mistakes. And lesson four, celebrate success. I think one of the key reasons why people like being in teams is the sense of belonging. The sense of belonging to a great team. It gives us pride. It gives us confidence. It can even become a part of our own identity when we can say, I'm a part of this team. In order to further strengthen this, it's important to take the time when you have success to also celebrate success, to acknowledge it, to learn from it, and to not only give people sheer facts and function and outcomes, but to give them a feeling, to give them the feeling of success. And I think this emotion that's created, this identity, this belonging coming from celebrating success is one powerful way to further increase the hunger for the next success. Yeah? So lesson four, celebrate success. If you like what you've heard here, yeah, and in summary, the four tips from Paul are simple game plan is number one. Number two, repeat your core skills. Number three, focus on the positives, be constructive on mistakes. And number four, celebrate successes. If you like this Lightwolf podcast, if you like the way how I share insight and learning on strategy, leadership and change, then please feel free to subscribe to this Lightwolf podcast. And please leave us some written feedback so we can learn what works for you, we can learn what's missing, what we can improve, and if there is an important question that matters to you that is not answered yet in the Lightwolf podcast, please contact us, contact me on any of the channels, on LinkedIn, on email, on WhatsApp, by phone, so that I learn your question, because maybe your question becomes a title of one of the following Lightwolf podcasts. And if you would like to learn the few things you need to master as a leader, if you want to turn yourself into the best leader you can possibly be by learning and practicing the 6 decisive things to become a great leader for one entire year, whenever you want, wherever you are, plus 6 times live coaching with me per year, then please have a look at the new Lightwolf Academy. You find the link in the description here in the text description of this Lightwolf podcast. You also find it on my website, the Lightwolf Academy, 1 year e-learning based, the few things you really need to master as a leader, plus 6 times live coaching with me per year. And if you would like to learn how to support a business team, how we support business teams with a data-based, structured, sustained program to either develop from a group to a team at all, or to develop from a team to a winning team, then please contact me, drop me an email on stefan.hohmeister@gmail.com. And maybe already tomorrow you and I are on the phone starting to have a conversation how to address your team's biggest leadership challenge. For today, I thank you very much for your attention. I hope you found at least one little nugget that helps you think, that helps you develop, that helps you win, that helps you enjoy success as a leader and with your team. Thank you very much for your attention, and see you soon. Your Lightwolf Stefan.